Today's shir is a Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Nun Aleph. We will begin four lines from the top of the Yomid, in the middle of the line, with the words V'loyla Isha. The Gemara continues to explain the list of those who do not have a chazaka, which was mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The next one in the list is V'loyla Isha B'nichsei Baila, that a woman, although she was eating the peiros of her husband's property for 3 years, that is not a raya, it's not a chazaka that she has acquired the field from her husband. Ask the Gemara, pshita. Of course it's not a raya. Kivin de isla mazoni, since the husband is obligated by the tnoim of the ksuba to provide mazonis for his wife, as the Rashbam speaks out, Hakol Yodin de la Paris Yoretis. Everybody knows that she's not going down to eat Paris to indicate that she is now the owner of the piece of property, but rather she is receiving her mazonis as her husband is obligated to give her. Why would the Mishnah have to tell us this? The Gemara answers. There's one more phrase. Pshita kivin de isla mezayne, mezayne hu de kachli, that she's eating her mezayne. So the Gemara answers, lo tzricha de yichad lo ara achriti le mezayne. It must be speaking about that the husband has already set aside another piece of property to fulfill his obligation of giving his wife mezonis. So I would have thought that if she is eating peiros from a second property for 3 years, perhaps it would be a raya that she bought this field from her husband. Kamash Malan, as the Rashbam explains, that the husband's not makbid whether she takes extra mazonis from the second field, and therefore from the second field it's also not a proof that he sold it to her. Says the Gemara, I can make a deduction from our mission. I can say the chazaka we don't have. But Haraya Yesh, but let's say she were to produce a shtar, Mechira, that the husband had sold it to her, then it would seem from our Mishnah that a shtar such as this would be, in fact, a valid proof. If so, L'chaira, we could bring a raya from our Mishnah to a machlokas that we're going to have further in the sugya, and we could bring a proof to one of the two sides. Lema legluye zuzi hu deboy. Why don't we say that the husband, as the Rashbam explains, was suspicious that his wife was stashing away some money, hiding some money from him, so he made her an offer to sell her some karka, thereby he hoped to lure her into having to produce that money that he suspected her of hiding. Or, as the Ramban explains, that she was producing an income on her own, or she found a metzia, and not that she was taking money from her husband that he suspected her of, but rather she had her own income, and the husband wanted to see that money that she was making, or the metzia that she found, which all belonged to the husband, and this was a way of him finding this out. So why don't we say that even if she brings a shtar that she bought it from him, he'll taina that the only reason that I sold it to you and took the money and wrote a shtar was Legluye Zuzi Hu Deboy. I just wanted to find out if you are hiding any money. Shamat Mina. Since we don't say that, we say that there's no chazaka of 3 years, but there is a shtar, will be a good raya. L'chayrid, this will poish it, a machlaikis that we have further. Hamoich Rasoda Le'ishtai Kansa. That if you sell a field to your wife, she is konet. V'loy Amrina Legluye Zuzi Hu Deboy. And we will not say that his whole purpose was to uncover money that she was hiding from him. He can't say that I only went through the mechira. I really didn't mean it. I wasn't gomer makna. L'chayr will be a raya. If chazak is no good, but a shtar is a good raya, then l'chayr will have a pshitas to that machloikis that we're going to have further on. Why don't we bring a raya from our mishnah to that sad? So the Gemara says, loy, it's no raya. Because the deduction that you can make is not that a chazaka is not good and a shtar is good, a shtar mechira, But Ema ha raya yesh b'shtar matana. That if there's a shtar matana where you can't say that legluye zuzihu deboy, because there's no money there. He's giving a present that if she were to produce a shtar matana, that in fact would be valid. But perhaps by a shtar mechira, he would still be able to say legluye zuzihu deboy. So we have no raya. Continues the Gemara. Amar le Rav Nachman le Rav Huna, said Rav Nachman to Rav Huna, le have marga bon beurta betchuma. You weren't with us yesterday in the Tchum, as the Rashbam explains, that they used to build the Batim Midrashim within the Tchum Shabbos, so that the cities that were in the vicinity of the Beis HaMedrash within the Tchum, all the different cities that could reach the Beis HaMedrash within the Tchum, would be able to make an availability of the Beis HaMedrash to learn it on Shabbos. So what he was saying was, you weren't with us yesterday in the Beis HaMedrash. Damrina mili ma'al yisu, we said, gevaldik Torah, outstanding halachas were said. Amar lei, now in this next few lines, we're going to have a discussion back and forth, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, and the Gemara is makatzer and doesn't say who's speaking to who. It's kedai to learn the sugya with the Rashbam, who explains each Amar lei who's speaking to who. And we'll speak it out as we're going through the Gemara. Amar lei, Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, my mili ma'al yisamritu, what were those gevaldik halachas that you learned? So now Rav Nachman said back to him, the outstanding halacha that we learned was that hamoicher sada l'ishtai konsa, that if somebody sold a field to his wife, she is konet. If she produces a shtar and she paid money for it, so she's kona, v'lo yamrina l'gli yezuzu hu deboy, and we don't say that the husband was just testing her and trying to find out exactly where she was hiding the money and how much money she was hiding, or if she was hiding money. That was not his purpose. The fact that he wrote a shtar indicates that he was goymer and maknit. The Rashbam speaks out that we can't say in this entire sugya that perhaps if we go with the svar of Legluye Zuzeid, that maybe even his writing a shtar is part of the Legluye Zuzeid. He knows that if he doesn't write a shtar, she's not going to produce the money. The Rashbam says that at the end of the short lines, the first wide line, the chol kach lo masig inish hadaite, so much a person is not going to plan ahead that I'm going to have her pay the money and I'm going to write a shtar to make it all look good, and I really don't mean it. If you wrote a shtar, this indicates that you really were goymer umaknet. So was the halacha that was learned in the Beis HaMedrash that Rav Nachman said over to Rav Huna. Amar lei, so Rav Huna said back to Rav Nachman, pshita. That's not a outstanding milimal yisa. Why? Because dal zuzimahacha, take away the money component from her, from here, vitikni b'shtara, and let the shtar itself be a kinyan. Mi loitznan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Kedushin, on daf chav vav, that nechasim sheyesh la nachrayis, which refers to karka. Karka is known as property where there's a security on. If a balchov lent money to a lova, so there, and subsequently the lova sold property to a lokeach, there's a lien on the property that if the lova doesn't have anything to pay the balchoiv can go and collect from the lokuchos. That's why karka is called yeshalem machrais. This has nothing actually to do with our sugya, but that's a code terminology for karka. So karka is niknin bekesev b'shtar b'chazaka. The karka is you can be coined with kesev, or with shtar, or with chazaka. And chazaka means, not the cheskes gimel shanim that we've been speaking about here in Perek Cheskes Habatim, but it means you did an action in the gufa karka, nol gadar reports. For example, you made a fence in the field, so that indicates that you're the owner of the field, and you're kinda with that. But we also see over here that shtar alone is a kinyan. And therefore, what Rav Huna is saying to Rav Nachman, that even if we were to say, as the Rashbam explains, that he did take the money because he did go through a mechira in order to find out if his wife was hiding any money from him, but there would still be a kinyan here without the money because of the shtar mechira. Just like you tell me that a shtar matana is good because obviously there's no money there, so too a shtar mechira would be good because the fact that he wrote a shtar shows that he's gomer amakne. And we don't say, as we spoke of before, that he has all these plans to make sure his wife reveals the money by going through the money transaction plus the shtar. A person doesn't plan so many strategies if he didn't really mean to acquire it with a shtar. So forget about the money. There's a kinyan with shtar itself. Amar lei, so Rav Nachman responded to what Rav Huna said, v'lav itmar lo, didn't we learn on that Mishnah in Kedushin, that Amar Shmuel, that Shmuel said, loishana, when did the Mishnah say that you're kind of karka with shtar, ela b'shtar matana, only a shtar matana, avul b'shtar mecher, loikana, but with a shtar mecher, the loikech is not kind of achi itm loidameh, until he gives the money. So, Adir Rabbi, you're telling me there's no mili malyusa because you can be kind of with shtar without money. So if you're kind of with shtar without money, then even a shtar mechira remains like a shtar matana. In other words, the kinyan is through shtar. Of course, as the Rashbam speaks out, he's going to have to pay eventually, but the shtar itself makes it that they can't back out from the deal, each side. And eventually, he'll have to pay the money. The money is like a chayv, which at some point the moicher will collect from the lekeach. But once they wrote the shtar, that's binding, and that itself is sufficient. And if the shtar itself is sufficient, then there's no chiddush that the wife is kind of with it. Because if the shtar itself is sufficient, you can't say he's doing it in order to make her reveal whether she has any money or not. So that was Rav Huna's question to Rav Nachman. But Rav Nachman responded that that's only said by shtar matana. But by shtar mecher, you must in fact pay the money also as part of the kinyan. And if so, then there is a milah malyusa, then there is a chiddush, that even though money is part of the kinyan, he and I would think maybe he could say Ligluye Zuzi, but once he wrote a shtar, he cannot say it. That's a chiddush. But now Rav Huna asked back on Rav Nachman, V'lav Moisiv Rav Avnuna. Didn't we find over there that Rav Avnuna asked the Kashan Shmuel from a Brisa? The Brisa says, Bishtar Kate said, how are you kind of with a shtar? Kosov Leal in New York. He wrote it on a paper, Oyel Acheres on a shard, on pottery. Afal B'Shein Boy, Shavar Pruta. Even though it's not worth a shavar pruta, he wrote that sadi mechurlach, my field is sold to you. Or he wrote sadai, the lashon of the bach, the girs is nesunalach. I'm selling it to you, I'm giving it to you as a matana. Harezu mechura nesuna. So it is on the one hand a shtar mechira, or in the case of matana, it's a shtar matana without any money. So, and so we see lechayra from the brisa, not like Shmuel. Shmuel said that one is shtar koin alone by shtar matana. But by shtar mecher, part of the kinyan is the damim. But from here, from Rav Amnon's kasha, we see from the brisa that shtar refers not only to shtar matana, it refers to shtar mecher as well. So the Gemara, Rav Nachman answers back, v'lav hu moisiv lav hu mefarik lo. Yes, Rav Amnon asked the kasha from the brisa on Shmuel, but Rav Amnon himself gave a teretz. You know, when a shtar mechira is good without money, that was your kasha, Rav Nuna, that you see from the brisa, that you could be speaking without the shtar even being worth a cent. It's ein bo shavar pruta, there's no money going on over here, only the shtar itself, and yet it could work both by matana and by mecher. That was your kasha. And if so, there's no chiddush, there's no mili malyasa, because you can't say that he's doing it in order to get money from his wife. So now, finally, Rav Nachman says, but Rav Nun himself gave an answer that shtar mecher, that's good without money, that's only one type of mechira. B'moicher sadeim b'nei rasa. If he sold a field because it's of poor quality, that's the only time where a shtar mecher will be a kinyan by itself, because he just wants to unload this property that has poor quality fruits. He wants to sell it, be potter from the field, and therefore he will in fact be maknet with the shtar itself, and whenever he gets paid, but he just wants to unload it. However, by a regular field where it's not poor quality, there part of the kinyan is both the shtar and the mois. It's not a kinyan of shtar until he has paid as well. Memela, this is what it hinges on here in the sugya. If the kinyan is shtar alone, there's no mili malyusa, because there's no chiddush, because shtar mecher then becomes like a shtar matana, there's no money involved, you can't say that legluye zuzi hu de boy. And if, like Rav Nachman contends, that shtar mecher is only like shtar matan in one case where it's sold with nei rasa, but a regular shtar mecher will have a money component as part of the kinyan, and therefore I would have thought you could have said that legluye zuzu de boy kamash malan, that since there's a shtar involved as well, then we say for sure that gomar umakne. The marshal is moichik, the next line in the Gemara. Before we proceed, we'll just speak out the Taisus Riazak in the Masech Kedushin Daf Chavav, also the Shita Loi Noida Lami in the name of the Rivet. They both state that by a shtar mecher we came out that it requires kesef as well. That's what Shmuel says, and that's what Rav Amnun at the end said as well, with the only exception of a field which was sold b'nei rasa, but otherwise the money is part of the kinyan, says these Rishonim, that's only by shtar. However, chazaka, since you're doing a maisa in the guf of the kark itself, so then you do not have to wait for the payment of the money. The chazaka itself, doing noal gutter parts in the field itself, is immediately a kinyan. Now, one more thought before we continue with Rav Ashi's Teretz. The Toisus and the Rav Maskel, Afal Pisha Embay Shavar Pruta, and so we find Toisus Kedushin Daf Tes. They ask the question, what is the Chiddush here when it comes to Karka that the Shtar is Embay Shavar Pruta? We learned in the Brisa, which Rav Nuna brought to challenge Shmuel, Bishtar Ketzav, Kosav Loyal, and Yor, Alacheres, Alpha Pishain, Bishavar Pruta. So when it comes to Kedushin, says Taisvis, there's a big Chiddush, because even though the man is giving the money to the woman to be Makadisher, instead he's giving a shtar. If the shtar is not worth a Shavar Pruta, it's a big Chiddush that there's still a Kedushin, even though he's not giving her anything that's worth a Shavar Pruta. Whereas when it comes to someone buying a field, who gives the shtar? The moicher gives it to the lekeach. So why should I have a half a minute that it should be worth a shavar pruta? The lekeach is the one who has to give the money to the moicher and not vice versa. So Tosis here remains with a tzorach iyun. Tosis in Kedushin Daf Tes gives the teretz that I would think that even the moicher has to give something valuable to the lekeach in terms of the shtar, because we learn out shtoris from Yirmiyahu's use of a shtar in his purchase of a field, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, and the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, "Ve'ekach ha'sefer ha'maknah." And in that pasuk, a lashon of nesina is used. So I would have thought that the shtar of mechira of the moicher to lekeach has to have some value, kamashmalan, that even if it's not worth a shavar pruta, kosval on the yor alacheres, it's still a good shtar. The Ritva points out that all shtoris are learned from gittin, and by get it says v'nasan lo, that the husband gives it. So again, I would have thought it has to be something that is a bar in the sina, something that has value, and it should be worth a shavar pruta, kamashmalan, that by shtar it does not have the need of being worth itself a prut. Continues the Gemara, Rav Ashi Omar, and Rav Ashi says he gives another teretz on the kasha that Rav Hamnuna had used from the Braisa to challenge Shmuel. Shmuel said that only a shtar matana does not require kesef as well, but a shtar mecher as part of the kinyan requires kesef as well. On that, Rav Hamnuna asked from the Braisa that shtar is a kinyan without money. So we had one teretz already from Rav Nun himself that that's only if he sold the Bnei Ra'asa. And Rav Ashi now offers a second teretz to that kasha. Rav Ashi Omar, b'matana b'kesh l'tnuloi. Really, he wanted to give it to him as a matana. V'loma kasav le b'lashim mecher. Why did he write b'lashim mecher? K'dei li'yapois k'aychoi. To give him more strength. As the Rashbam learns pshat, there's going to be a machlokes Rishonim here how to learn pshat. But let's go first with the Rashbam's pshat. The Rashbam says that not like we learned before in the Braisa, that sadai mechuralach, sadai nesunalach is either or, it's two different cases, but rather both of these lashonis, according to the Rashbam, were written in the shtar. And why did he write both lashonis in the shtar? Because there's really he wants to give it to him as a matana, but he also wants to give him the strength of a mecher, because a mecher has achrayis. A matana usually has no achrayis. I'm giving you a present. If somebody takes it away from you, then I'm not going to replace my present. Whereas if I sold it to you and somebody took it away from you, I have an achrayis to make that up to you. So I'm giving you a matana, but I want to give you the matana so strongly that I'm even ready to give it the koyach of a mecher that it's going to have a chrayis. If somebody takes it away from you, come back to me, I'll give you the matana again. I also, why didn't I just write it as a mecher? Explains the Rashbam, because there's an advantage to being written as a shtar matana, because on a mecher, there's a din of bar metzra. If I sell something, Reuven wants to sell to Shimon, and Levi's a neighbor, he first has to ask Levi permission, can I sell it to Shimon? Otherwise, he has no right to sell it to Shimon. If he sells it to Shimon, Levi can force Shimon to sell it to Levi. Levi is a neighbor, he gets the first choice of owning this piece of property. That's only halacha by mecher. By matana, there's no such halacha. So that's why he wanted to give it the koach of matana as well. There shouldn't be a din of bar metzra. So what Rav Ashi is saying is that brice is not talking about mecher at all. It's talking about a shtar matana. You know why the shtar works there without money? Because he's giving him a matana. I wrote mecher. That's only to give him the yipui koach, the strength of achrayis as well. And Mimela, according to Rav Ashi's pshat, our kasha, the back and forth between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, is answered as well. Yes, it's a mili malyasu, which they said, concerning a woman who presented a shtar mechira, that it's considered a kinyan to her, because a regular shtar mechira does involve mois. And I would have thought that the husband could have said, Ligluye Zuzi Hu Deboi. Kamashmo, that since there's a shtar mecher involved, he was Gomer Makni, and we don't say, Ligluye Zuzi Hu Deboi. So Rav Ashi agrees with that, and he's just explaining that there's no kashan Shmuel from the Brisa of Rav Nuna, because Rav Nuna's Brisa is totally speaking about Matana, and he just made it Beloshen Mecher Liyipui Koyach. But Avada, every Shtar Mecher requires money as part of the Kinyan as well, and that's why it's a Mili Malyusa, which was learnt in the Beis Medrash by Rav Nachman. So is the Pshat of the Rashbam. Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil V'Lama, the second last Tosfos on the Amud, has two problems with this pshat. Number one, we find the Gemara above Metzia on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis that a shtar that is written with achrayis has a halach of bar metzra. The Rashbam says that why did he write both lashonis in the shtar to give it the koyach of both mecher and matana? But once you're writing matana b'lashon achrayis, then, in fact, there is a halacha bar metzra. There's no halacha bar metzra by matana when it's a matana without achrayis. And secondly, asked the Rashbam, Tosfos on the Rashbam, what's the lashon of sadai sadai? If we're speaking about the same sada, it's just giving it the strength of both mechor matana, it should have said sadai mechura lach vin nesuna lach. And therefore, Tosis gives a few other terutzim, and we'll just mention two of them. One teretz Tosis says is that really he spoke out verbally that I'm giving you a matana. He wrote in the shtar a mechor to, it's not that he wrote in the shtar both matana and mechor, but rather, what the Bryce over there is saying is that Sari Mechurloch, Sari Nesunloch, meaning whatever he wrote in the Shtar, whether he wrote Beferish that the Sad is Matana Nesunloch, or even if he wrote Sari Mechurloch, but we know, everyone knows that he's giving it as a Matana. The only reason he wrote the Mecher is for the Yippikarich of Achrayis. That's the first Pshat and Taisis. Second Pshat and Taisis is that in fact it's two different Shtaris. Whatever you're going to be attacked on, you'll have a defense. If the bar metzer comes to you, you'll bring him the shtar matana. I'm going to write two shtars for you. In one, it'll be written mechura, and one will be written nesuna. If he comes to you with bar metzer taina, take out the nesuna. On a matana, there's no bar metzer. He comes to you, somebody's going to take it away from you, then you'll show it's Mechura, it has a chrayis, and Mimela, you'll come back to me and I'll give you another present because I'm giving it to you with a chrayis. So according to this pshat, there's in fact two different shtaris on the same transaction. But what he's really trying to do here is give a matana. He's just trying to help the recipient of the matana to have no problems with this present. So we're not talking about a shtar mechira, because by a shtar mechira, in fact, there's a requirement of the shtar and the kesef. And that's why, in fact, there was a milimal yusa in what Rav Nachman learned in the Beis Medrash, that if a woman comes with a shtar, even though kesef's involved, still, we don't say, legluye zuzihu deboy, and she does have a good kinyan. Meisve, the Gemara is now going to ask a question on Rav Nachman's shita that we learned before. In the middle of this amid, Hamoicher sada leishtoi kansa v'loy amrini legluye zuzihu deboi, that if he sold a piece of property to his wife, we say that she is koneit, and we do not say that his motive was to uncover money that he suspected his wife of hiding from him, but rather it's a full kinyan. L'chayra, it's going to be shver from the following brisa. We learned lava min ha'eved v'shicharoi. If he borrowed money from his slave, and then he freed his slave, or min ha'isha, he borrowed money from his wife, vigirsha, and then he divorced her, and the Rashbam says that he wrote a shtar milva, and he was mishabed his nechasim, there was a lien on his property to repay this loan to his eved or to his wife, and subsequently he freed his eved or he divorced his wife. The halacha is ein lohen olav klum. They cannot come back to him and ask back for their loan. My taima, says the Gemara. Why, in fact, if he wrote a shtar milva and he was mishabed his nechasim, why can the eved or his wife not come back and get their loan repaid? Lav mishum, isn't it because damrina we say ligluye zuzihu deboy? We say that he was just trying to find money that he suspected his eved of hiding or his wife from hiding from him. And therefore, by borrowing money from them, he hoped to uncover this missing money. So just like we say over there, there's no shibud, even though he wrote a shtar milva. But the shibud nechasim is no shibud, because we say his motivation really was legluye zuzi. So the same halacha should be that if he sold property to his wife, that we should also say legluye zuzi hu deboy, and the halacha should be, not like Rav Nachman, that hamoicher sada leishtoi should be loikansa, she's not kinda. Answers the Gemara, no, shiny hossam there, by the case of halva, it's different. Because, as the Rashbam says, we have an anansadi, that the last thing that a person wants to do is become indebted to his malva. As the pasuk, as Shlaima Melch says in Mishle, that a loiva actually becomes meshubit to the malva. The person who's borrowing the money has a lien upon him, and he becomes like an eved to the malvin, and a person will do anything to stay away from that. So therefore, in the case of lava mina eved or lava mina isha, there we say avada, he's motivated by this fact that he doesn't want to become an eved loivelish malvin. Therefore we say that in fact legulye zuzehu deboy, he was only doing this as a scheme in order to find this money that he suspected them of hiding from him. But by Mecher, where we don't have this motivation of Eved Loive Lishmalve, he is in no way a Loive to the Loikeach. So there we say that for sure, Gomar Umachne, that there he actually meant the Kenyan, and he was Machned, in the case of his wife, he would be Machned to his wife. And the Rashbam points out that even though if he sells something Bachrayis, and the Balchoiv, let's say, will come and take away the field from the Lekeach, then there will be a Shibud from the Lekeach onto the Moicher, so there could be a potential problem of Eved Loiv Lishmalve, but the Rashbam says, but right now that hasn't happened. Right now nobody is taking it away from his wife. So therefore, we do not say the Svar of Leguya Zuzu de Boy. It's only where there's a Halva right now, and he's going to become an Eved Loiv Lishmalve, that we say the Svar of Leguya Zuzu de Boy, and therefore, even though he wrote a Shtar Milva, he is not Mechuyiv to pay. There is no Shibut to the Eved or to his wife. But by Mochar, and no one has taken it away from his wife, there is no Eved Loiv Lishmalve, and there we say, Gomer Umakna, we do not say in that case, Leguli Zuzu Deboy, and Rav Nachman is correct when he stated, Hamaycher Sadal Ishtai Kansa, Veloy Amrini Leguli Zuzu Deboy. Now continues the Gemara, Sholich Rav Huna Bar Avin, the Rashbam explains that Rav Huna sent the following halacha to the Talmidim of the Beis HaMedrash. On this Amud, we had a question whether Hamoicha Sadal Ishtai, is she Koine or is she not Koine? Do we say Leguliye Zuzei or we don't say Leguliye Zuzei? For the next Amud, we're going to take on the assumption that Hamoicha Sadal Ishtai Kansa. We don't say Leguliye Zuzei Udeboy. The question that our Gemara now will grapple with is a different question. Is the Baal able to eat the peiros of this field that he has just sold to his wife? So Rav Huna Bar Avin sent to the Bnei Yeshiva the following halacha: Hamoicher Sadal Ishtai Kansa. He goes with the sheet of Rav Nachman that his wife is Kona when he sells to his wife. As we turn to Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Ubal Oichel Peiros. So the sheet of Rav Huna Bar Avin is that the Baal will eat Peiros, as the Rashbam explains, that it's not worse than property that fell to his wife Beirusha, that the husband would eat the Peiros. So too, if the wife had independent money that her husband had no control over, and she bought a piece of field, so he would be able to eat the peiros. And who had din if she bought the field from her husband, that the husband would eat the peiros. Baram, however, it would seem, the way we have the skirs according to the Rashbam, that Rav Huna Bar Avin says, but against what I just said, Rabbi Abov, Rabbi Avua, V'chol G'dayli Ador Amru, they disagreed with what I said. They are of the opinion that b'matana bigish litna law. Ein echanami, she's kaina. But you know how she's kaina. She's kaina as a matana. If he wanted to give to his wife as a matana, v'loma kosovol eshom mecher, why did he in fact write it as a mecher? Kedei liapis as kaicha. In order to strengthen her hand, as we saw from the Rashbam on Amud Aleph, there's a maila that something's written b'loshin mecher, that by mecher there's an achrayis. So really, he wanted to give his wife a matana. And as the Rashbam says further in the second small line, that the noisen b'ayin yofen noisen. By a matana, the husband never eats the peiros. Because when he gives his wife a matana, we say, not only does he give the gufa
hakarka to his wife. He gives totally everything to his wife, including the peiros. So whenever it's given over as a matana, the husband does not eat the peiros. So the chiddush of Rab Abba and Rab Avu and the Kol Gedolei Ador is that even though he wrote here Beloshen Mecher when he sold it to his wife, he really wasn't selling it to his wife. He was giving it to her as a present. And Mimela, on the one hand, as we saw in Amud Aleph, by giving it as a present, there's never any din of bar mitzvah. On the other hand, he wanted to give a yipui koyach to strengthen her, that in case somebody would take this matana away, it'll be like a mecher with achrayas, that he's going to replace the first matana, he'll give her a second matana. That's why he wrote belosh mecher. But really, he was giving it to her as a matana. If he's giving it to her as a matana, he's giving it be ayin yofa, and therefore, they Paskin, that the Baal, in this case, of Amoicher Sarolishtoi, the Baal would not eat the peiros. So everybody holds that she's koine. The machloikis is, does the husband eat the peiros or not? Now, it's interesting to point out that in the Toisvis, the third Toisvis on the Amid, Divrei Maslo b'matana konso ve'ein abal oichel peiros, Toisvis says at the end, three lines from the end of Toisvis, v'oida mari, the ha, the Amar Hachav Matana Konsev Ena Baal Oichel Peres Haina Daf Kishena Oichlam Avol B'Kenichse Melogheim Oysam Peres V'Yalachik B'Em Karka V'Yoichel Peres. So Taisa says a Chiddush that even if you hold by a Matana there is no Peres to the husband because he gives it by an Yofa, but a Vada will have a din of Nichse Melog, which means he can take those Peres, invest them, and by karka, the karka will still belong to his wife, and he'll be able to eat the peiros. It means the peiros of the peiros. The peiros that came from the original peiros, he'll be allowed to eat. The original peiros, he's not allowed to eat because by yafa. But they're not worse than nifse malug, where he can invest by karka. His wife keeps the karka, and he'll eat the peiros of the peiros that resulted from the original peiros. So is Machadish Taisvis in this Indian of Matana, that the Baal does not eat the original Peiros.
We should point out that it is the Rashbam who is Goyris here in the Gemara Barum. In other words, that Rab Abba and Rab Avu and the Chol Gedolei Ador were arguing on Rav Huna Bar Avin. But Tosfos has a very strong question on this. Why would Rav Huna Bar Avin bring Rab Abba and Rab Avu and Chol Gedolei Ador to totally disagree with his viewpoint? That would seem to be very strange. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam is not Goreis in our Gemara, the word Barum, and Tosfos has various pshatim, how to understand our Gemara, that in fact, Rab Abba and Rab Avu and Kol Gedolei Ador are not coming to argue on Rav Huna Bar Avin. However, we have learned and will continue to learn the sugya the way the Rashbam learns the sugya, that in fact it is a machlokas between Rav Huna Bar Avin versus Rab Abba and Rab Avu and Kol Gedolei Ador, whether the Baal is oichel de peiros when he's moicher a soda to his wife, and as we'll soon see, it is also a machlokes between Rav and Rav Lozer. Rav holds that in this case, Baal Oichel Peres. Rav Lozer's shita will be that Baal will not be Oichel Peres. We are following the shita of the Rashbam that the Gedolei Ador and Rav Abba and Rav Avu are in fact disagreeing with Rav Huna Bar Avin, but Tosfos is not garish the word Barum and learns a different pshat in our sugya, Ayin Shum.
Meisve, we have just seen that our Gemara holds that if somebody sells a piece of property to his wife is kind of the property. So the Gemara asks from the same brisa that we asked on Amud Aleph. And the Rashbam explains that we're going to have the same kasha and the same teretz, because each time the various halachas were learnt in the base of Medrash, someone asked the kasha from the Braisa, and someone gave the teretz, the exact same teretz, on the exact same kasha, and that's why it's repeated twice. So on Amud Aleph, it was a kasha on Rav Nachman Shita, who said, Hamoicha Sodel Ishtai Kansa. And we don't say Ligulia Duzu de Boy. And here on Amud Beis, it's a kasha on the Mandi Yomer, who says that the Baal is Koine but the isha is kinda, but the baal is oichel peiris. So we have the same kasha meisre lova mina eved v'shichar roy. If somebody borrowed money from his eved and he freed him, or he borrowed money mina isha from his wife v'girsha and then he divorced her. So even though he wrote a shtar milva, there's no shibud because ein lehen olov klum. After the eved was meshuchar, or after the isha was niskarsha, they can't come back and say you owe us that loan, my taima, says the Gemara, lav mishum damrin l'gluy zuzu deboy. He was just making a scheme how he's going to find money that he suspected his eved or his wife from hiding from him. So we see that there's a svara of l'gluy zuzu deboy. And therefore, even though he wrote a shtar milva, he's not mishubit to repay the loan. If so, so how does Rav Huna Bar Avin say, amoichus oli ishtay konsa? How is she kind of? Why don't we say Leguliye Zuze? He did it only to uncover hidden money. The Gemara answers the same teretz as Anamid Aleph, Shiny Hossam, the Girsus Abach, the Loy Mashre, Inish, Nafshe, Eved Loy Velish Malva. Here there's a unique halacha by Halva that a person will go to the extreme to make sure that he does not become a eved of the malva, and therefore he only over here do we have a svara that he didn't want to become an eved loivil ish malva, and here we say it was only legluye zuzu deboya, therefore he doesn't have to repay his wife or he doesn't have to repay his eved. However, when he sold a piece of property to his wife, there everybody will be moide that konsa isha, it's not a steerer from that brisa. Because that price is speaking about a havah, here we're speaking about mecher, and as the Rashbam explained on Amid Aleph, even if later the Baal Chayv would come to the Lekeach and grab it away from him, then the Lekeach would come to the Moicher and say, you owe me money because the Baal Chayv took away the field. But right now, by Sher Husham, nobody's taking it away from the Lekeach. So that he's not an Eved Leivel Lishmalva. Whereas if he borrows money, then right away he's an Eved Leivel Lishmalva. And only there do we say the Svora of Legluye Zuzehu Deboy. We don't say it by Mecher, and therefore the Halacha is good that the Isha is Koina the piece of property. Omar Rav, said Rav, Hamoicher Sada Leishtai, Konsa, V'Habal Oichel Peiris. So Rav held like Rav Huna Bar Avin. Number one, if he sold the property to his wife, she's Kaina. That was the sheet of Rav Nachman. We don't say L'Gluye Zuzu Deboya. And also that it's a full mecher. It's not a matana which he was giving a yipui koich of mecher. It's a full mecher, and therefore the Baal eats the peiris as he would if his wife yarshin property, he would eat the peiris. So too here, where she bought property, even though she bought it from him, he can turn around and eat those peiris. However, if he gave his wife a matana, then the halach is also konsa she's kaina. V'ein habal oichel peiris. Buy a matana, so that for sure there's no inyan of l'gluye zuzu deboya, because there's no money for her to give to her husband. He's giving it to her as a matana. So for sure she's kaina. The chiddush is that here ain't a baal oichel peiris, and here's where the Rashbam explains in the second short line, the nisen b'ayin yof nisen. When a person gives a matana, he doesn't just give the guf, Hakarka, he gives the Paris as well, and therefore by Matana we say that Ein Habal Oichel Paris. However, Rav holds if he sold it to his wife, we do not say it's a Matana which he just framed as a Mechira, Liyapas Koicha, and by Mechira the Baal will eat the Paris. V'Rab Lozer Omar, Rab Lozer disagrees with Rav, and he says, Echadzeh, whether he sold it to his wife or whether he gave it to her as a Matana, Konsa, she's kaina, and in both cases, ain't a baal oichel peiris, because we say to his wife, who he loves very much, he, even though he's giving it to her as a matana, he wants to give her a yippi koyach of mecher. So the mecher is really not a mecher, it's really a matana, with a yippi koyach of mecher, that there's gonna be a chrayas on it. If somebody takes it away, he'll replace what that person took away. Now the Rashbam points out on the third wide line on top, Umiu b'moichu l'chaver ein loimerkate, she'ein oi oi havoi kol kach. Do we say when someone sells something to his friend that really he's giving it to him as a matana, except he's saying mecher liyipui koyach, that there should be a chrayis that he'll be able to come back to the person who gave it to him. And what does he gain by the fact that it's a matana? Like we learned on Amud Aleph, by matana there's no din of bar mitzvah. So should we say this by every mechira? No, because he doesn't love the person as in the case of his wife. By his wife, we could say really he wants to give her a present because he is oy of her a lot. He has good feelings towards his wife. He wants to give her a present. And the mechira is just to strengthen her for achrayis. However, that svar will not be said by a regular mechira. We can't say it's really a matan and therefore there's no din of bar metzra. And he just said mechira liyipui koyach because the Rashbam says, einoy oy havoy kol kach. And therefore, if he sold it to him, he sold it to him. He's not giving it to him as a matana with a yipui koyach of mecher. So we have here a fundamental machlokes between Rav and Rav Lozer. What is the din by mochar, sod le'ishta? Yes, she's kaina. But is she kaina as a mecher or is she kaina as a matana? The nafkamina is, will the Baal be oichel peris or not? Rav holds by mocher, the Baal is oichel peris. Rav Lozer holds by mocher, it's really a matana, and ain't a Baal oichel peris. Says the Gemara story, Ovid Rav Chisda of the Rav Lozer. So Rav Chisda did a certain, he paskened a certain halacha, this case came up, where somebody sold his property to his wife, and he paskened, ain't a baal oichel peres, because it's really a matana, and by a matana the baal never eats the peres. Omru le rabban ukva v'rabban nechemia. So rabban ukva and rabban nechemia, b'nei bante de rav, the sons of the daughter of Rav, said to Rav Chisda, as the Bach Girsa is, the sons of the daughters of Rav Chisda said to Rav Chisda. In other words, Rav Chisda's Einiklach, his grandsons, they said to their grandfather, Shavak Mar Rav Ravi, V'Ovid Kizutri, did the master leave over the great ones, and he paskened, he did a halacha like the smaller ones, as the Rashbam explains, that he had a choice of passing like Rav or like Rav Lozer. According to Rav, the Baal would eat the pears. According to Rav Lozer, the Baal would not eat the pears. He passing like Rav Lozer, the Baal doesn't eat the pears. Rav Lozer, compared to Rav, is a small gadol compared to a major gadol. Because, as the Rashbam explains, Rav Lozer is a Talmud of Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan came after Rav. And therefore, if Rabbi Yochanan came after Rav, we would assume that Rav was even bigger than Rav Lozer's Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan. And in fact, he brings a Gemara in Chulin Tzadik Heyam and Beis. He brings other Raya's as well. We'll just speak out this one Raya. The Chol Zman Shaya Rav Kayim, when as long as Rav was alive, Havisholach Le Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan would write a letter with a messenger and send it from Eretz Yisrael, where Rabbi Yochanan was, to Bovel, where Rav was, he would send Shalach le Rabbi Yochanan lekadem Rabbeinu sheva Bovel. He referred to Rav as Rabbeinu, our teacher in Bovel. So we see, Clark, that Rav was even greater than Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan is Rav Lozer's Rabbi. So certainly Rav Lozer compared to Rav is a Zutre compared to a Rav Ravi. So how could the Einiklich of Rav Chisda ask Rav Chisda, Zayda, how could you paskin like Rav Lozer against Rav? And that's what the Rashbam says, that Rav Lozer was Talmidei Shor Rabbi Yochanan, he was Zutri. Even though, says the Rashbam, that who holds like the Shita of Rav Lozer, like we had on the top of this Amud, Rab Abba and Rab Avua, V'chol G'doyli Ador, they said that even though it was written B'loshen Mecher, it was really given as a Matana, and therefore the Baal does not eat the Peiris, it was only written B'loshen Mecher, K'deyli Yapois Es Koichom. But says the Rashbam, that Rab Abba and Rab Avua and all the G'doyli Ador, they were all Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. And again, Rabbi Yochanan was after Rav. And therefore, even if you're going to add Rab Lozer together with Rab Abba and Rab Avu and called Gedal Ador, you're still speaking about small fry compared to the great Gadol Rav. How could you pass like the Zayd? Omar Lehu, so the Zayd answered to his grandchildren, the Bach takes out the Vav, Anonami Karav Ravi Avdi. I also paskined like the great ones. Why? because the chiyasa Ravin amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came, he said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Echad zev, whether it's written b'loshem mecher or b'loshem matana, konsa the ishus koina, the ein habal oichel pears. Even b'loshem mecher, it's really a matana, and mecher is only kedei liyaps koicha. So the Rashbam explains that Einichanami Rabbi Yochanan came after Rav, and Einichanami referred to Rav as Rabbeinu. But the fact is, the chashivas of Rabbi Yochanan was chavei roishal Rav. He's considered a chavra of Rav, a younger one, but yet he is on the same level as Rav, and therefore I didn't do anything wrong if I didn't paskin like Rav, because on Rav Lozer's side was his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, who's considered a contemporary of Rav, and therefore I had a right to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that echad zeh vechad zeh, konsa ve'ein abal oichel peres. However, what is the halacha? Amar Rava, says Rava, hilchasid halacha is, amoicher sada leishtai, loy kansa, vahabal oichel peris. We'll come back to this psak in a moment. Let's just do the seifa. Bimatana kansa vein abal oichel peris. So the seifa we understand very well. It's the ratio that needs to be explained. The seifa says that if he gave over to his wife clearly a matana, she's koinet, but since Be'ayin Yafa, when he gives his wife matana, he's not giving her with strings attached, you only get the guf, but I'm going to keep the pears. He gives it fully away, karka and pears, therefore, ain't a balochel pears. What we have to understand is the ratio. Because Rava Paskins L'chayra Stira, and that's what the Gemara asks right away, Tarti, you're saying two halachas that are sois to each other. Because first you said, Hamoicher Sadil Ishtai Loikansa. So Loikansa, she's not kind of, would indicate that, as we had the Sugyan Amid Aleph, that Leguli Zuzi who the boya. He just wanted to find out if his wife has any hidden money. And therefore she's not kind of the guf or the peris. And then what do you say? Then you continue by saying, Vehabal Oichel Peres. Habal Oichel Peres is mashma, that the wife is koina, except the Baal is Oichel Peres. So here you have a stira meneu bei, tarti. First you tell me, loikonsa, that the woman is not koina anything. And the Baal gets the guf and the Peres. And then you say, Vehabal Oichel Peres, that's mashma, that the wife gets the guf. And he only gets the Peres. So the Gemara answers, Loikasha, this is not Shver. Actually, when Rava said in the Resha, Hamoicher Sada Leishtai Loikansa, and then he said, Vabal Loichel Peres, he was really paskening two halachas by Mechira. By Matana, there's one set halacha that she's Kaina, and the Baal doesn't need Peres. However, by Mechira, it depends. Kan Bemois Temunin, if she in fact had hidden money, and he sold her karka, so then the halach is loikansa, because then we have a svara legluye zuzu deboya. If in fact she was hiding money from her husband, then of course there's a logical svara to say the only reason he sold it to her for money was to get that money uncovered to prove that his wife was hiding money from him, and therefore there's no kinyan, not the guf, not the peres, everything belongs to the husband. And the second part of the ratio, which stated, Vahabal Oichel Peres, that's a second case. Kan b'moy shein t'munin, if everything she did was above board, she wasn't hiding anything from her husband. So we have no svor to say, Leguya Zuzuhu de Boya. So then, of course, the kinyan of the guf hakarka to the wife is a kinyan. She's konsa. But since it was done b'loshen mecher, we say that Habal Oichel Peres, because we're going to go like Rav Shita against Rav Lozer, that when it's actually written as a Mechira, we don't say it's a Matana, and he was just writing Mechira Liyapas Eskaicha. When it's written as a Mecher, it is a Mecher. And therefore, the Guf, she is Kaina. However, the Peris, the husband eats, like any Mecher that she bought, that the husband would eat the Peris. So we come out that Rav is paskening like Rav against Rav Yochanan, like Rav against Rav Lozer, and not like Rav Chisda did in that case, but rather, if there was no hidden money, and the woman is kind of the karka, because we cannot say, Leguli Zuzi Deboya, and in terms of the peiris, the halach is that it's a real mechira, and the husband eats the peiris. We don't say it's a matana and liyipikoyach The Amar Rabbi Yehuda already said this chelik. Moist munin. If in fact we find out that she had hidden money, then loikon. So then we have a good svar to say that he was only doing the kinyan leguliy milsa hu deboya, and therefore she's not kind of anything. He retains the guf and the peiros. But if Moshe ain't a tmuin, then if there was no money hidden, everything was transparent and revealed, so then there's no swirl of the gluya zuzu de boya, then we say kansa, she's kaina, but yet he is oichel de Paris. If he gave it to her as a matana, b'ayin yafu, naisen, not only does she get the guf, she gets the Paris as well, and he does not get the Paris.
Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we have learnt in a brisa. The following brisa will discuss three types of people, Nashim, Avadim, and Tinoikis. In today's shiur, Be'ezus Hashem, we will discuss Nashim and Avadim till the bottom of this Amud, and Be'ezus Hashem, in tomorrow's shiur, we will begin at the top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph, where we will discuss Tinoikis. Begins the brisa, Ein Mekablum Pigdoinais. One is not allowed to accept a deposit, loymen anashim, not from women, loymen avadim, not from slaves, loymen atinaikis, and not from children. Explains the Rashbam, the lechatchila, one should not receive pikdoinis from these groups of people, because we have a chshash, perhaps they stole it. The wives stole it from their husbands, the avadim stole it from their masters, and the Rashbam said the tinaikis, on the first wide line of the Rashbam at the bottom, Gonvu mi bayis bal haba, mi beis bal habayis shem dorm shum, that they stole it from the houses where they are living there. It would seem from the Rashbam that they're not living at home. And the Mefarshim explained, because as we'll see in tomorrow's shir, that the Brisa says that if they died the Tanaikos, then if they had deposited it, b'diavad, it should be returned to their yorshim. Why did it say to their yorshim and not to their fathers who would inherit them? And that's why the Rashbam had a dig that we're not speaking about children who are living at home. They're living in somebody else's house, and they may have stolen this item from that person's house. In all three cases, l'chatchila, one should not accept pigdoinis from them, because the Rashbam says, osher l'sayeya yidei oivrei aveira. Because they perhaps did an avera by stealing, and if you're going to accept a pikadon from them, you are being misayeh them, which is an avera. And if you will not accept the pikdonis from them, perhaps they will return it to the people from whom they have stolen. However, now the brisa says, what happens if bidyevet, kibo mina isha, the nifgad, did accept this item from the woman? The halacha is, when it comes time to give it back, he should not give it back to the Baal, but rather, yachzer le'isha, he should give it back to the wife. And then the Muki Yosef explains, and so we see from the Rashbam, because we cannot be machzik them, as the Rashbam says, the Lashon, ein lanu lachzika b'gnevasa. In other words, lechatchila to take from them, perhaps they stole. But now, when it comes time to return, to be machzik them that they in fact stole, it could very well be, says in the Muki Yosef and the Rashbam, that somebody gave them this item, amenasha ein lebal rishuspa, that your husband should not have any rishus, and that's, I'm giving it to you only on that condition. And even though we don't know, and it could be that they did steal it, but we have a clause, says the Ramban, the Rajbun, and the Muki Yosef, the Chiddush Aran, that Lamakum Shenatal Yachzir. From where you took it, that's where you give it back. In other words, the Nifka, the Shomer, is not making the situation any worse by returning it to the woman. Lechatchila, the woman had it and not the husband. So now when the Shomer is giving it back, he's giving it back to the place, Lamakum Shenatal Yachzir. The Tosfos and the Rosh and the Tur and Avin Ezra Siman Pei Vav say that Afila, the husband, is standing there and screaming that it's Shalihu, it belongs to me, it's not my wife's, don't give it back to her, give it back to me. We don't listen to him, and we have that rule, Lamakam Shenatal Yachzer. The Sharma should give it back to the place
where he took it from. The Meiri, the Rimagash, the Rava Magid, and Perigzan of Hilchah Shalat Pekodin, Halacha Yud, learn differently than the Rashbam and the Muki Yosef, and they learn that someone gave them a Menashe Ein Labal Rishos Bo, but rather perhaps somebody else gave them a Pekodin, and now they are giving it to another Shomer. It'll be like a case of Shomer Shemassel or Shomer. And in those Rishonim, how they learn the sugi. Here we will be learning the sugi according to the Pirush of the Rashbam and the Muki Yosef, that it's speaking about Amenashe Ein Lebal Rishus. So if Kibul Mina Isha, we're not Machzik her for a Ganav, Yachzer LeIsha. The Immesa, what happens if now she died? Yachzer LeBal, now you give it back to her husband, says the Rashbam, because now we have a Mamanashuk. If she stole it, Avadi should give it back to the husband. If she didn't steal it and somebody else gave it to her, Amanash Ein Lebal Rishuspa, so now that she died, he yarshens her like he yarshens everything else from his wife. And therefore, Mamanashuk, now it belongs to the husband. Continues the Brisa. Kibel min Evet. If Bidi Evet, he took it from the Evet, which he shouldn't have. L'chatchil, he's not supposed to take it from the Evet, because maybe the Evet stole it from the Odin. But if he took it from the Evet, so we have the same halacha like Isha, Yachzer l'Evet. He gives it back to the Evet because of the rule, L'makom shenatol Yachzer. And the Rashbam says, the Mistama kol Masha kana Evet, kana Raboy. On this, the Rashba asks, if we go with that swore of kol Masha kana Evet, kana Raboy, then why is Rashbam is going on the next halacha, which states the imeis yachzul rabbi, that if the eved died, then you give it to the rabbi. Says the Rashbam, because mistama kol mashkan eved kana rabbi. On that, the Rashba asks, so then why is the halacha by kibum and eved yachzul la eved? Why don't we say kol mashkan eved kana rabbi? The Rashbam continues and says a chiddush. He's machalek between Nira Be'enai, four lines from the bottom of the Rashbam on this Amud. There's a difference in a case between a woman and an Evet, even though by both the halacha is that if they're alive, you give it back to the woman, you give it back to the Evet. If they died, by the wife, you give it to the husband, by the Evet, you give it to the Odin. Yet there is a difference. The difference will be if first the Baal, the Odin, was Meshacher the Evet, and then the Evet died. And now the Shomer wants to know who should I give it back to. So Yachzer l'Rabboi, says the Rashbam. Why? Because when the Shmira took place, he was still an Evet. And the Rashbam says, two lines from the bottom, V'stam avodim gazlanin hein. We have to assume that he was a gazlan. If he's alive, then we say that we don't neman a chazaka that he stole it. L'makom shenatol yachzer. But now that he's dead, and I can't be mekayim l'makom shenatol yachzer. So now, I say, since tam avarim gazlan. And when did this happen? The shmira happened when he was still in a matzav of an eved. So memeli, you have to give it back to the rav. However, says the Rashbam, in a similar case by the woman, if the husband was megarish his wife, and then the wife died, and now the Shomer wants to know who should I give it back to. Should I give it back to the husband, or should I give it back to her Yarshim? Says the Rashbam, now you would give it back to the Yarshim. Why? The mission is Garsha, ain Habal Yarsha. Once he divorced her, the Baal doesn't Yarsha her anymore. In other words, you don't have L'chayra Mamanavshech anymore. Why was the din that if the wife died, you give it to the husband? Because Mamanavshech. If she stole it, you give it to the husband, for sure. If she didn't steal it and someone gave it to her, Amanasha Ein Lebal Rishusba, so now that she died, the Baal Yarshens her. But if he divorced her before she died, so you don't have that Mamanavshech that the husband Yarshens her, you give it to the Yarshim. Mashi Ein Kimbari Yeved. Says the Rashbam, since this happened when he was an Evet, even though he's free now, you wouldn't give it to his Yorshim. And so holds the Ramban and the Rosh. However, the Tosis Rid and the Meiri and other Rishonim disagree with the Rashbam. And they say if you analyze the Evet compared to the Isha, L'chayra, they should all have the same din. In other words, L'chatchil, you don't take it from both of them, maybe they stole. Bidi Evet, if you took it from both of them, you give it back, yachzer, lamakim, shenatol, yachzer. You give it back to the woman, you give it back to the eved, you're not worse off than when they gave it to you. The woman had it, the eved have it. That's where you give it back to. You're not machzik them for ganavim. If they died, so the halacha says in the brisa that in the case of a isha, you give it back to her husband, because memanav shach, either she stole it, if she didn't steal it, and somebody gave it to her amanas, she'ain labal rishuspa, now the husband would yarsh it. In the case of an evet, either he stole it, in the case where he died, either he stole it, or if somebody gave it to him amanas, kibum in an evet, yachshul evet, because somebody gave it to him amanas, she'ain la'odoin rishuspa, but now that he's dying, so viter the odoin would yarshin it from him. So everything is the same so far. So now we have another twist, and that is, what happens if the Baal was, the Adon was Meshacher to have it? What happens if the husband divorced the woman? So just like you say that in the case when the husband divorced the woman, it would go to her yarshim, because you don't have a Mamanashach anymore, the Mamanashach was. That even if somebody gave it to the wife, but now that she dies, the husband yarshins, but the husband doesn't yarshin if he divorced her, her yarshin will yarshin her, says the Tosfos written, the Meiri. So what's the Rashbam Machalik by an Eved? The same by an Eved. If there's no yarshin, then I understand. It goes to the Adon, because either the Eved stole it from him, or the Adon yarshins him, or the Adon will be kind of whatever the Eved has, but now where he freed him before he died, and he has yarshim, so just like by the woman it goes to the, her yarshim, so too by the Eved, who now is Meshuchar, he's a free man, and it will not go to his Adon if he's free, it should rather go to the yarshim. So they say the halacha is the same by Eved Meshuchar as Isha that's Megurish. However, the Ramban and the Rosh say like the Rashbam, and Lamaisa, the Bach and Ebenezer, Simon Pevov, Paskins like the Rashbam, that there is a chilik between a Isha Shenis Garsha, and then Mesa it goes through Yorshim, whereas by Eved, we look at it at the time when he gave over to Shmira, he was in evidence, Tama Vodim Gazlonim, and therefore, even if the Baal Adon was subsequently Meshacharim, it will not go to his Yorshim, but rather it will go back to the Adon as the Rashbam and the Ramban and the Rosh Paskin. Tomorrow, we will continue with the Halacha, if what happens B'di Eved, you accepted it from a Katan.